We begin with gas prices and the gas tax and what it means for all of us. Jamie Court, president of Consumer Watchdog. Jamie, thanks for being with us. So we're already, all of us are paying through the nose, pick your body part, for gas. It's going to go up. The governor wants to not have that happen right away. The legislature seems to be bent on maybe thwarting that. So which way do you think we're going to end up going?
Well, I think I'm thinking the governor is going to get his way because, you know, we just ticked up now. We're like $4.72 per gallon, and that's a dollar more than a dollar more than anywhere else in the nation. It isn't all taxes. California taxes are about 51.1 cents per gallon. Those they are the highest, second only to Pennsylvania. But we're paying, like I said, more than a dollar more than the rest of America. So there's a lot of profit for the oil refineries built into this, but it adds up to it being unaffordable for people to drive. And the governor's got to offer some relief in particularly in an election year. You know, he doesn't really have an opponent, but I think he wants to make his case that he's looking out for the public.
Yeah. So the argument goes, give people a break right now. Things are expensive enough. We've got all this inflation. So why are some of these Democrats, seemingly being tone deaf? But they're going to say, you know what? It funds these programs. The roads are bad enough anyways. We need all the help we can get.
Yeah. But, you know, it would be one thing if they actually had taken the time over the last, you know, like 6, 7, 8 years when we've pointed out why we're paying more per gallon to, and it wasn't taxes to actually investigate and legislate to stop it. I mean, we know that we call it the Golden State Gouge. We know when prices go up that oil refiners are making more money off California than anywhere else in America. And they haven't bothered to look into that. They haven't bothered to do an excess profits tax and take that back from the oil companies. They haven't bothered to curb the oil companies' ability to make this profit in any way, shape, or form. So now when the governor has, you know, what is a simple solution for a little bit of relief, they don't really have a leg to stand on. But I think if they want to get serious about giving people relief and they want to keep the tax dollars, then they've got to find a way to come down on the oil refiners for making so much money. And there are ways, and we are exploring ways to do that legislatively.
But let me ask you something, because I know we've had this discussion on the show and maybe even with you over the years. How often have you said to people, something needs to be done to sort of, thwart the gas companies from gouging the public. And yet, year after year after year, nothing really changes.
You're 100% right. And part of it is that we don't have all of the information. We don't know, for instance, how much money the oil refiners are making off every gallon of gas, every barrel of gas in California. They used to report it. About seven, eight years ago, they reported it, and then we put out those numbers and showed they were making a fortune, and they stopped reporting those numbers. A good step would be getting the oil refiners. There are about five of them that control like 80% of the gas supply in the state to report how much it costs them, basically, when they put a barrel of crude through a refinery and how much they're making selling that barrel of crude after it's been refined. And when we know that, we'll know how much more they're making than they do in other states, how much more they're making than they should. And if we want to take some of that money back through an excess profits tax, we could. But we need to legislate that because the oil companies are not volunteering how much they're making off these barrels of gas. And, of course, crude oil is a factor. You know, crude's going up. The geopolitical standoff with Russia drove crude oil prices up. But, again, that doesn't necessarily translate to California having to pay more for gasoline because the crude oil that California oil refiners are using isn't coming from Russia. It's a speculative market, and every opportunity they do to raise gas prices, they raise them, but it really translates to more profit. We need to know what that profit is before we can claw it back. And I'm interested in legislation this year, and I'm exploring legislation this year with some legislators to do exactly that. So we know next year how much they're making off us, and if it's too much, we can try to get that money back.
Jamie Courts, president of Consumer